Welcome to the latest health news that you need to know for this week, and that's exactly what we're going to cover right here. You're not going to see on the mainstream media. New study, vitamin C is a lifesaver for sepsis patients. It says with a mortality rate approaching 60%, sepsis is currently one of the leading causes of death in critically ill patients in the U.S., especially looking at hospitals, right? These hospitals are starting to carry superbugs, starting to carry a lot of these diseases, and now sepsis is something could be treated through vitamin C, and there's actually doctors who use treatments with vitamin C because they know it's effective. I've heard a lot of different stories about this. It's something that actually has been quite covered up. You can do research on it. This is not something that is just, you know, out of the blue. This is something that's well known now, is vitamin C's effect and how they use this in other countries as well. Celebrities get vitamin C IV all the time. But why is that? It says now a new study published in the highly respected Journal of the American Medical Association has revealed that high dosage vitamin C can greatly improve the chances of survival of sepsis patients. It seemed to increase the odds of survival. It says nearly half of the placebo group died, while only one-third of the vitamin C patients succumbed. The vitamin C group also averaged 2.5 days less of ventilator use and spent less time in the intensive care unit. It says Dr. Paul E. Marek, whose revolutionary sepsis protocol includes, wait for it, vitamin C. So that's just one doctor's example of how that he's saying maybe vitamin C is really important for sepsis in particular, but also you may look at things like inflammation and cancers, for example. That's how crazy vitamin C can get. And you know, I've talked about vitamin D in the past, but look at all these vitamins. You know, looking at vitamin C, it's very comparable to vitamin D, I would say, in being a very, very important vitamin within our lives. This is vitamin C based protocol drastically improves patient survival in additional studies. So Dr. Merrick, a physician at Eastern Virginia Medical School, treats sepsis with a cocktail consisting of vitamin C, vitamin B1, and hydrocortisone. In a retrospective study published in Chest and involved 47 patients, Dr. Merrick reported that 8.5% of the vitamin C treated patients died, as opposed to 40.4% of the control patients, a near miraculous result. That's a crazy gap between the people who died and the people who didn't use vitamin C. So insane. It says Dr. Michael H. Hooper, MD, a colleague of Dr. Merrick's, notes that sepsis patients are remarkably deficient in vitamin C. And let's be honest. I mean, most of society is being depleted. Most of the soil in our foods is being depleted. So even if you're consuming a lot of the healthiest foods in the world, are you getting mass spectrum vitamin C? You know, if you're looking at when someone's sick, for example, it's recommended they get around 5,000 mg. Of vitamin C per day, along with zinc, because zinc helps lessen the duration of a cold, for example, or for the flu. So just looking at getting sick, can we look at getting sick as a warning sign from nature telling us, well, something's going on. Maybe we should introduce foods that feed us. Maybe it's not the foods that we have to consume with vitamin C, like oranges, because they're high in sugar and fructose, but perhaps it's getting vitamin C in capsule form. Maybe it's getting vitamin C in its nice potent berry form that has tons of antioxidants and not as much sugar and has high potent fibers, right? So maybe it's getting vitamin C in different forms, right? Not just IV, but through ascorbic acid, through creams. They can use vitamin C a whole bunch of different ways. And the fact that most people are deficient in vitamin C, it's not surprising to me, since people are also deficient in vitamin D. They're also deficient in things like iodine. They're deficient in magnesium. These things are some of the most important. It says abundance of plausible data for the protective effects of vitamin C against damaging oxidative stress and organ dysfunction and sepsis and septic shock. So abundance of plausible data for the protective effects of vitamin C. And it's amazing. And yes, it is an antioxidant. Vitamins A, C, and E are all antioxidants. And C is one that definitely gets a highlight very often. So certainly people should not be denied the chance to benefit from this non-toxic and inexpensive option. Yes, very inexpensive, in fact, in many cases. And it can cost as little as not even 5 cents a day just to take vitamin C at a much higher rate. It's like you can take a pill of vitamin C 1,000 milligrams, and that's more than like what 20 oranges or so in many cases. It's bizarre, but and then you don't have to worry about all those sugars. So supplements is something that is revolutionizing the way we see medicine in many different ways. But I'm not a supplement salesman. Yeah, I have a supplement affiliate because I believe in them. I use them myself, and people are always asking, "Well, what supplements do you use?" But you know, vitamin C is something that's really important, and it's really cool. We can consume that now without having the sugar, and we can consume that in mass amounts because we're being exposed to mass amounts of toxins. So very complementary to what we're doing, and that's exactly what a supplement should do, is supplement some part of your life that is missing, for example. And to have more information on vitamin C, it says vitamin C doubles the effectiveness of chemotherapy and radiation. This was in 2017. And so bizarre. It says vitamin C improves effectiveness of chemo and radiation. Vitamin C doubles survival rate of brain cancer patients treated with radiation. Other ways vitamin C benefits cancer patients. So just notice there's a lot of information about this. A lot of studies mentioned here. They said even doing nutritional ketosis may be a key component in treating cancer with vitamin C. So crazy stuff. It says vitamin C is selectively toxic to cancer cells, and what that sounds familiar to curcumin, a component in turmeric, for example. It says especially when administered with intravenous or in liposomal form in high doses. So again, different forms of vitamin C. Maybe it's getting all different forms together to get the best effect. It says administering it with chemo and radiation also significantly improves the effectiveness. It says vitamin C in combination with the nutritional ketosis, as I said, and fasting prior to administering chemo radically improves the effectiveness of chemotherapy. And it says for general health, an important but often overlooked aspect of nutritional ketosis is feast and famine cycling. The real magic happens during the refeeding phase. So 1 or 2 days a week, increase your carb protein intake, and then cycle back into nutritional ketosis again. Now, regardless of what you may see with the keto and the whole, you know, paleo, vegan, whatever you wanted to call it, every doctor's gonna have their different way of doing it, but at least this is some doctors, you know, this is some protocol of treating the roots to how cancer even comes about in the first place, is through the food, through what you're consuming internally, how your internal organs, your internal immune system is responding to what's happening externally, to the different toxins that are coming into your body, not just through the food, not just through the environment, but through, I don't know, chemtrails, through vaccines, through everything that may be happening. You've got to look at every single level. And although maybe you won't agree with some of those things, those are definitely something that is going to our body one way or another. Is it natural? Is it of nature? Vitamin C is of nature, and you see how powerful it is, especially when we're looking at that compared to chemotherapy. As it says here, it says vitamin C is 1,000% more effective than cancer drugs. This was also in 2017. It says an exciting medical breakthrough published in the science journal Oncotarget has discovered the astonishing ability of concentrated vitamin C to halt the growth of cancer tumor stem cells. So cancer tumor stem cells, unbelievable. It says 10 times better than a cancer pharmaceutical. So comparing it with a cancer drug, actually. It says vitamin C can't be patented. So perhaps that's one of the reasons that we don't use it, is because doctors will not make money, and they're not trained in nutrition. Don't forget that. That's a very important thing to understand. But it isn't patented, so they're not going to make money on it either way, are they? Very sad to see, but there are doctors out there that, like I said, and as previously said, do use vitamin C, not just for sepsis, but for cancer, but for chemotherapy, for which is a cancer treatment that some people are now avoiding, or some people have in combination to juicing and fasting and all this other stuff, because they're starting to wake up and take control of their health, which they originally did not, which is how they got the cancer to begin with, is when they start losing control of who they are as a human, that willpower to decide what is it I'm consuming, why is it that all this stuff is happening, you know, am I just consuming it unaware and not really realizing what it's doing to my body? Am I not listening to my body getting sick? Am I not listening to the digestive issues that I'm having? What is it that is causing the problem? And has it been here all this time? These are the questions we must be asking, and vitamin C is one of those answers that a lot of people have been looking for.